Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump Sunday says he's not happy in the wake of the latest attempted missile launch by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Well, I didn't say don't test the missile. He's going to have to do what he has to do. But he understands we're not going to be very happy. And I will tell you, a man that I've gotten to like and respect, the president of China, President Xi, I believe has been putting pressure on him also. But so far, perhaps nothing's happened, and perhaps it has. This was a small missile. This was not a big missile. This was not a nuclear test, which he was expected to do 3 days ago. We'll see what happens.
Mr. Trump on the U.S. program Face the Nation said despite the missile failure, Pyongyang will eventually develop a better delivery system, and that must not be allowed to happen. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told Fox News Sunday North Korea poses a grave threat to the Asia-Pacific region.
And so we have to do something, again, with partners in the region and globally. And that involves enforcement of the U.N. sanctions that are in place. It may mean ratcheting up those sanctions even further. And it also means being prepared for military operations if necessary.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has warned the United Nations Security Council of what he called catastrophic consequences if the international community does not pressure Pyongyang to end its nuclear and missile programs. French forces in Mali say they killed or captured more than 20 jihadists in Mali near the border with Burkina Faso. A French military spokesman said the militants had been targeted in a forested area in southwest Gao province. Border between Mali and Burkina Faso has been increasingly unstable due to extremists launching attacks. This is VOA News.